Laboratory 1.2, Gel Electrophoresis. The purpose of this laboratory is to give you experience with gel electrophoresis, which is used to separate and identify a mixture of biomolecules, including DNA. The size of the components of each mixture can then be identified by their location in the gel. Biomolecules are too small to see, and estimating their exact size is very difficult. Gel electrophoresis allows scientists to easily visualize information and compare various biomolecules. Gel electrophoresis works based on the fact that many biomolecules have a negative charge, which means that they will move in response to an electric charge. The biomolecules move through a gel, and the distance they travel varies primarily according to their size, although molecular shape and degree of charge also influence their movement. The electrophoresis setup consists of a box containing an agarose gel and two electrodes that create an electric field across the gel when the box is attached to a power supply. The negative electrode is black, and the positive electrode is red. Wells are depressions in the agarose that can hold small volumes of samples. The molecules in a sample will travel through the gel and be sorted based on their properties of charge and size. Samples of negatively charged biomolecules are pipetted into wells near the negative black electrode. The samples move through the gel toward the positive red electrode, as shown in Figure 1.3. Because opposite charges attract and like charges repel. Figure 1.3 shows the gel electrophoresis unit. The gel that the biomolecules move through is composed of agarose, a polysaccharide, complex sugar, found in seaweed. Its structure is a porous matrix like a sponge with lots of holes through which the solution and biomolecules flow. See Figure 1.4. Figure 1.4, how biomolecules, including DNA, move through the agarose gel matrix in gel electrophoresis. Before the lab, respond to the following with your group and be prepared to share your responses with the class. 1. In what circumstances might it be important to use gel electrophoresis to separate and identify plasmids and short linear pieces of DNA? 2. Read through the methods section on pages A20 through A23 and briefly outline the steps for Part A and for Part B, using words and a flowchart. Materials. Reagents. A plastic microfuge tube rack with the following. Microfuge tube of red dye solution. Microfuge tube of dye solution 1, S1. Microfuge tube of dye solution 2, S2. Microfuge tube of dye solution 3, S3. And 50 milliliter flask containing 1x sodium borate buffer, 1xSB, shared with another group. Equipment and supplies. P20 micropipette measures 2.0 to 20.0 millionths of a liter. Tip box of disposable pipette tips. Two pipetting practice plates loaded with 0.8% agarose gel. Electrophoresis box, loaded with 0.8% agarose gel, will be shared among groups. Microcentrifuge will be shared among all groups. Waste container for used tips and microfuge tubes will be shared among groups. Safety. All appropriate safety precautions and attire required for a science laboratory should be used, including safety goggles. Please refer to your teacher's instructions. Wash your hands well with soap after completing the lab. Methods. Part A. pipetting into wells. You will practice pipetting RD into preformed wells in an agarose gel. 1. Check your rack to make sure that you have the red dye RD tube. 2. Fill the two pipetting practice plates with 1xSB buffer to a level that just covers the entire surface of the gel. If you see any dimples over the wells, add more buffer, a solution that can maintain a nearly constant pH. In gel electrophoresis, it prevents the gel's pH from changing due to the electrical current. 3. Set the P20 micropipette to 10.0 millionths of a liter and put on a pipette tip. 4. Draw up 10.0 millionths of a liter of RD into the pipette. Lab technique. Do not lay down a micropipette with fluid in the tip or hold it with the tip pointed upward. 5. Dispense RD into a well with one of the practice plates by doing the following. A. Place your elbow on the table to steady your pipette hand. If needed, also use your other hand to support your pipette hand. B. Lower the pipette tip until it is under the buffer, but just above the well. Lab technique. Be careful not to place your pipette tip into the well, or you might puncture the gel, which will make the well unusable. C. Gently press the plunger to slowly dispense the sample. To avoid getting air into the buffer, do not go past the first stop. The sample will sink into the well. 6. Repeat steps 4 and 5 until all the practice plate wells have been filled. Everyone in your group should get an opportunity to practice pipetting into the wells. 7. Eject the pipette tip. Part B. Separating dyes with gel electrophoresis. Now you will use gel electrophoresis to separate different dyes. First, you will add dyes into wells in the gel electrophoresis unit. You will then turn the unit on in order to move the negatively charged dyes through the gel. You will share the electrophoresis boxes with one other group. Your teacher will tell you which wells your group should use. 1. Check your rack to make sure that you have the three dye solutions, S1, S2, and S3. 2. Review Figure 1.4 on page A19. Check to make sure that the wells in the gel are located near the negative or black electrode. 3. Fill the box with 1xSB buffer to a level that just covers the entire surface of the gel. If you see any dimples over the wells, add more buffer. 4. Centrifuge the S1, S2, and S3 tubes. Lab technique. Distribute the tubes evenly in the microcentrifuge so that their weight is balanced. 5. Make a drawing in your notebook that shows the location of the wells in the electrophoresis box. Record which solution you will place in each well. 6. Set the P20 micropipette to 10.0 millionths of a liter and put on a pipette tip. 7. Draw up 10.0 millionths liter of S1 into the pipette. 8. Dispense the S1 into the well you've designated for that solution by doing the following. A. Place your elbow on the table to steady your pipette hand. If needed, also use your other hand to support your pipette hand. B. Lower the pipette tip until it is under the buffer, but just above the well. Lab technique. Do not puncture the gel with the pipette tip, or it will become unusable. The sample will sink into the hole below the gel instead of moving through the gel. C. gently press the plunger to slowly dispense the sample. To avoid getting air into the buffer, do not go past the first stop. The sample will sink into the well. Lab technique. While the plunger is still depressed, pull the tip out of the buffer so that you don't draw up the solution or the buffer. Use a fresh pipette tip for each sample. 9. Using a new pipette tip with each solution, repeat steps 7 and 8 for S2 and S3. 10. When all the samples have been loaded, close the cover tightly over the electrophoresis box. Carefully close the cover so that samples do not spill. 11. Connect the electrical leads to the power supply. Connect both leads to the same channel with cathode, negative, to cathode, black to black, and anode, positive, to anode, red to red. See figure 1.5. Figure 1.5, leads from electrophoresis box connected to correct channel in power supply. 12. Turn on the power supply and set the voltage to 130 to 135 volts. You will see bubbles form in the buffer at the red, positive end of the electrophoresis unit. 13. After 2 or 3 minutes, check to see if the dyes are moving toward the positive, red electrode. You should begin to see the purple dye, bromophenol blue, beginning to separate from the blue dye, xylene cyanol. Stop and think. Study your gel electrophoresis results. Which solution sample contained a single dye, S1, S2, or S3? How do you know? What electrical charge do the dyes have? Explain your reasoning. The dyes that you are separating are orange G, yellow, bromophenol blue, purple, and xylene cyanol, blue. If the molecular shape and electric charge of all three dyes are similar, what is the order of the dyes from heaviest to lightest molecules based on your initial results? Why do you think this is the correct order? 14. In approximately 10 minutes, or when you can distinguish all three dyes, turn off the power switch and unplug the electrodes from the power supply. Do this by grasping the electrode at the plastic plug, not the cord. 15. Carefully remove the cover from the gel box and observe the dyes in the gel. 16. In your notebook, draw the relative location of the bands and their colors in each of the lanes containing your samples. 17. Leave the gels in the gel box.